Good evening, everyone, and thank you for coming out tonight. We are going to start with the pledge to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I will ask the clerk to call the roll.
Ms. Ramsey Smith.
Present.
Dr. Enix.
Present.
Ms. Quintec.
Present.
Ms. Leon.
Present.
Dr. Van Wert.
Present.
Ms. Wilhelm.
Present.
And Mr. Blum.
Present. We'll begin with the approval of minutes for the September 6, 2022 meeting. Any comments on the minutes? The minutes stand approved. We will move on to public comment. We are going to start with any subject not being voted on this evening with a 5-minute time limit. We have a little bit of a crowded room tonight, so I ask everyone to be respectful of the 5-minute time limit before we get started. Just a YouTube reminder to our local and international audience that if you start this meeting after 7 p.m., please make sure to scroll ahead so that the YouTube stream is current rather than a recording of an earlier part of the meeting. I will start with whoever signed up in advance, and then I will open it up to comment from anyone. So again, this part of the meeting is for anything not on tonight's agenda to be voted on. So I will start with our first person, Peg Church. I ask if you could give your name and address for the record before you give comment at the lectern, please. Ms. Church, I ask you to come to the lectern, please, if you don't mind.
Peg Church, 435 Bright Street, Bethlehem, zip 18015. And what else should I say? That's it.
Please
okay.
Proceed.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for being here tonight for me to speak. I'm here to review needs in two areas, the Hill to Hill Bridge and on Brighton Street, some needs there. And I preview that by saying that the Noble Group with the Wilbur Properties has done a very fine job. I love the landscaping. It's really looking good. But then there's a contrast, because when I go a little bit further away, I see some things that are very unpleasant that could be a lot better. So I'll start with the Hill to Hill Bridge. Oh. I also want to preview my comments to the fact that I was in attendance at the Citizen Traffic Advisory Committee in 2016 in May. And at that time, I spent months and months going to meetings, a little bit of progress. But now, 6.5 years later, I'm revisiting this. Hill to Hill Bridge. Reviewing pedestrian, sidewalk, traffic issues, and so forth. I have learned that the black cord that is a speed measurement is expensive, and there's a long waiting list for it. I had it done a while ago, many years ago, taken care of. Now I've been waiting at least 2 years on the list to have, and nothing can be done until speeds are measured and so forth. So I find it kind of sad that the city can't afford or have more people doing that measurement, speed measurement. With the Hill to Hill Bridge, the speed. Oh, the speed limit is 30 miles an hour. People are not just going 30, 40, 50. They're going 50, 60, 70, 80. I am near enough that I can hear them ramp up, reel up, and it's not as though they're just driving fast and speeding up to get on that highway, because the bridge is maybe a highway technically, but you can't really go fast, it's very narrow. They're weaving in and out of the place. It's a lot of recklessness, I would like to know how many arrests have been made in the last year or perhaps 2 years, how many tickets have occurred in the last year or so forth. The city, I have inquired with the traffic folks there. I know last spring Chief Cott spoke at Central Moravian Church and about Bethlehem, and I asked a question about speed limits, and the whole room broke up into laughter because of that. They know it's a joke. It is a joke, and it's unfortunate because that's not so good. And I'm hoping someday to have a clear answer on who monitors these speeds and also, you know, what is being done when that isn't being followed. Pollution, Hill to Hill Bridge. It's above 400 parts per million for particulates. That was measured by Verena Holland and a Lehigh University bunch of students. Speeding intensifies these levels. I understand the city's trying to do better with climate issues. This is very unhealthy for the pedestrians. I'm a pedestrian there. Bicycle people. They want to build a new bridge. How about they just make it doable and livable to go across this bridge? And for this innovation, we have Valley Planning Commission. Their materials show that that the bridge is being renovated, which means they have to not measure the pollution levels whatsoever. They're spending tens of millions of dollars on this, but nothing to do with pollution. If it was a new bridge, then they could be doing all of that. So I think we should look at that and trash. There's still a trash bag on there that's been there a couple of weeks. The garbage is dispersed all over the place. I walk and I drive by pretty much on a daily basis. And then there's their trash bags. That is heading north, heading south near the 1,000 feet expressway ends. There's trash all over the place. After Music Fest, I noticed, gosh, downtown looks sparkling clean. They cleaned right up. Hill to Hill Bridge, garbage all over the place. So here comes Celtic Fest. When do they plan to ever clean up?
Church, I'm going to ask you to start to draw your comments to a close.
Sure.
You're welcome to speak to us individually after the meeting if you'd like.
Okay. I will skip going into Brighton Street. But I'm hoping, I really would like to know some monitoring, particularly who's been arrested and who the tickets that are on the Hill to Hill Bridge, if that could be answered. I have left messages in the traffic area at City Hall, and I really would like to answer that at some point. Thank you. And I'll be back for Brighton Street.
And our next person signed up is Alex Hirsch.
Hello. My name is Alex Hirsch. I live at 738 Center Street, where I've been for many years. I won't go through my story again. But I am now up to, I believe it is, 67 days where I'm no longer permitted to park in my neighborhood as a homeowner with a car registered to another state and a driver's license in another state. Again, I will reiterate, I own the home. I live there part-time. My wife lives there. We don't rent to anybody else. This is not a strategy to get tenants, parking spots, or anything like that. I'm simply a 25-year resident of the city who owns a property and is no longer allowed to park there. Assuming I haven't heard anything, any contact from the parking authority in the last 2 weeks since I was last here, and I'm assuming nobody else has a resolution to this. So in my ever optimistic attempt to get this resolved, I took the liberty of a language change proposal to the existing ordinance. If I could just pass this out, I don't know if procedurally if that's okay.
Thank you.
pretty straightforward. I'm not a great legal mind. What I've proposed is in the section for the special permit, which as far as I can decipher is a residential parking permit for people with out-of-state plates who are living in the city, which is my situation. As written, it is for the people who have those circumstances and are employed full-time within the city of Bethlehem. I'm not sure why that was specifically included. Unfortunately, in my case, I am employed outside of the city of Bethlehem over in Wilson. So again, the impressive modification that I'm recommending is to strike the words the city of Bethlehem and replace that with Northampton County or Lehigh County, still keeping it relatively local, but opening that net a bit, hopefully in a sensible way for people that live here and work in the area, not just within the city. That's all I've got.
Thank you, Mr. Hirsch. Our next speaker this evening, I apologize if I can't read the last name, is Lewis X from Northampton.
Thanks.
Welcome, sir.
Good. Yes, my name is Lewis Xenophone Jr. I was a City Bethlehem resident for 50 years, probably. I moved out to Northampton now. My concern is the gun club, that the city owned the property. There's a lot of organizations, which I belong to one, that help children with safety of firearms, outdoor activities. Just to get them out of the house, enjoying the environment. And we got wind that the city kicked us out. I have no recollection why this happened. We never had no problems in the past. It's been here since 1938, and we did our own construction down there, fixing butts, mowing grass, whatever needed to be done. Then the police officers came in because they lost their range. We welcomed them whenever they needed to hold range, because they brought police officers from other states, and we respected this and stayed away. And I'm just dumbfounded. No answers why this happened. And to me, it's a shame, because the way everything is getting built in the Lehigh Valley, the gun clubs are like this. And they have to improve for safety because of stray bullets hitting warehouses or whatever. But here, it was down along the side of a mountain, we're shooting into a 100-foot cliff. No problems there. We never had problems with the police officers. And I just like an answer why this happened. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And that's not something council's aware of. We're more than welcome to stay till after the meeting if potentially someone from the administration is available to talk to you about it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Our next person signed up is Josie Miserandino.
Good evening. I am Josie Miserandino, and I live at 5080 Swall Street in Bethlehem, 18018. I'm here tonight to ask the council about the status of the single-use plastic bag ban proposal submitted by the EAC many months ago. I've been unable to find anything online about the progress being made on moving this proposal forward, so I decided to come here tonight to see if I could get an update from somebody. I am encouraged to learn that Wegmans will be bringing its program banning single-use plastic bags to their stores in Pennsylvania by the end of 2022. As you most likely know, they've already established the bans in New York, Virginia, and New Jersey. So their expertise and success will hopefully set a precedence for Bethlehem and the other food stores in our area. I also want to mention that I know that I, for one, and others in the community are willing to get on board and help with this initiative if such help would be useful or wanted. In closing, I would appreciate it if you would be so kind to update me on the status of this proposal. I thank you.
Thank you for coming out this evening. Our next speaker is George Andrews.
Hey, sir, I have a very powerful voice. Did you all hear me?
Sir, for the purposes of the record, I appreciate if you'd go to the microphone. Okay. Either or, whichever you prefer.
Okay. Well,
hello. Thank you, sir. I'm George Andrews. I live on 2139 Cypress Road, Bethlehem. I have two topics we'd like to talk about, but the first one is the most important. We are having a very, very awful smells in our, it's all about air quality. We kind of know where it's coming from. We can't get answers if it's cancerous. And I can tell you the name of the building. It's called Spray Tech. It's on the other side of 22 from our neighborhood, and these are all my neighbors and friends. We have information where they were let go from other cities because of this situation. He has it on his phone if he'd like to read it. And we don't know if it's cancerous. We don't know anything. Pretty much that's it. The second issue, do you want it right now?
Yes, sir. This would be the time.
This would be another issue we all agree about. There's a street called Astor Road, right in the neighborhood. There's a park called King's Mansion that's a very unknown park. It's for the neighborhood. And for years, there's been no crosswalks, no signs at the parks there. And what's happening, the apartments are down the street. They come out of their apartments and they go 50, 60 miles an hour to go up to the next stop sign, which is about a quarter mile. We're asking for years to put a stop sign in the middle of this road because it's the apartments. We, as a neighborhood, are homeowners. We pay the taxes. The apartment people don't care. They just drive as they feel. If you go like this to them, you might get the bird if you're lucky. Hopefully never get a bullet. But this has been going on for years. And every time they come here, they say there's nothing we can do. But why can't they put a stop sign in the middle of this with a crosswalk to get to the park? That's the second issue. Okay? Anything else I need to say?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Andrews.
These are all good.
I'd like to say something. I was here in support of the air quality issue also.
Same here.
There's a number of neighbors here also regarding that issue. And, you know, I don't know what your information is about it being spray tech or whatever. All I know is that this odor is significant and severe, and it happens frequently. Last Thursday, I smelled maple syrup all day long, and it was overpowering. Giving me a headache, and oh, people say maple syrup, that sounds pleasant. It is pleasant at first, but after it's been hours and hours and hours, it's no longer pleasant, and it's a pervasive ongoing problem.
I understand, just for Mr. Andrews and anybody else, you're welcome to speak in one quick second, Mr. Andrews. You're welcome to speak individually if you'd like, or if you want as a group, want to hang out after the meeting and talk about it, and we could all kind of. So during public comment, it's your opportunity to speak, our opportunity to listen. There might be some things, there's be a lot of things I am not going to have answers for at the moment, But if you want to engage a further dialogue, I encourage you, hang out after the meeting, and we could kind of go from there.
I just have one more comment. I did have the Pennsylvania DEP in my driveway last week, 2 days ago. And the smell wasn't there, but he told me he has been places where they smell it, and it's awful. So we're trying to take every step we can to help for help.
Understood. Well, thank you for coming out, Mr. Andrews.
Thank you.
I encourage anyone to hang out after the meeting if you'd like and have a further dialogue. Our next person that was signed up is Jerry Rutman.
Nope, same thing.
Okay. Did you want your opportunity, Mr. Rutman, or did you just want to wait to...
It's all been said.
Understood. Our next person signed up is Tara Mahoney.
My name is Tara Mahoney and I live at 2003 Mary Street. I was here last year regarding the section of Stanhope that runs between Mary and Michael that has been sinking for the past year. I've spoken to the gentleman in the purple last year and was promised that this would be taken care of in the spring, that it was too late in the season, and nothing has been done. I've had Mr. Musa come out to my house. They replaced the handicap walkways. They dug up my yard, changed the dynamic of my front yard against my agreement. An actual sinkhole did open up a few weeks ago. Their solution was to come and pour blacktop into the hole. And for about 2 weeks, I had a little volcano of blacktop in the middle of my road. I don't feel comfortable anymore parking on Stanhope. I now park on Mary. I'm just looking for guidance. I actually spoke to Mr. Musa, and he told me that he cannot move forward until I do my piece because the sinking of the road has caused damage to my curbs and I have a beginning of a driveway. And he agreed to replace, he finally admitted that the damage to my curbs is due to their street and agreed to replace the curbs. But before they can do any work, I have to remove about 2 pieces of cement this big. And at first I was told, please don't do anything because jackhammering it, I was going to do it myself, jackhammering it could disrupt the road and open up the sinkhole that's supposedly out there. And last week I was told, we've been waiting on you. And I'm like, I'm just going round in circles. I contacted the mayor's office to get a meeting with the mayor with a response from, I believe it's Mrs. Agello. She listened to me, said she had to make a few phone calls. Nobody called me back. I contacted my own lawyer, because what Mr. Moose is stating is that in order for me to take care of these 2 pieces of cement, I need to get $1 million liability insurance on my homeowner's insurance and also have the city added on to this $1 million liability. My homeowners denied it. They will only give me a $500,000 liability insurance. So I contacted your lawyers here, and they were supposed to call me back because right now I can't move forward because I can't get a permit. And according to Mr. Musa, nobody wants to move forward until I take care of 2 pieces of cement that are this big. So I need some direction. Last year, the excuse was it was too late in the season, and I totally understand that. With the weather, the road needs to be dug up, the road needs to be replaced, and with the cold weather coming up, it won't settle properly. So it was supposed to be done in the spring, and it wasn't. So now I'm in the same situation. It's now September 20th, and they told me that the end of the road for doing road work for the season is beginning of October. I was also told that there's problems with budget, so if you want my personal opinion, they're waiting and pushing this off so that because they don't have money in the budget, instead of just being honest with me. And it's frustrating, you know. It's frustrating because, you know, when it comes time to election season, everybody wants to talk to you. Everybody wants to be your friend. But after everybody's elected, nobody's got time to talk to you. So I would like to know what you would advise me to do as my next steps.
Thank you, Ms. Mahoney. Again, I won't speak on things that are already in the works that we're not aware of, but I would encourage you to hang out to either speak with members of the administration or members of council individually after the meeting, if you'd like to.
Thank you.
Our next person signed up is Mr. Arthur Curatola.
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm Arthur Curatola from 813 Lawford Street, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I have to say, I'm proud to be of the city of Bethlehem, born and raised, and we should all be, because if you look online, you will find that we are the 12th safest city in the whole United States, not Bethlehem, Tennessee, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Google it and you'll find out. Also, I gave a plug, international, that you could see tonight for Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, a number of plugs actually for Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I am, if you Google, Wake Up, Rise Up, Live for Peace, you will find where the Lehigh Valley stage will be on YouTube. Google Wake Up, Rise Up, Live for Peace. If you don't know what Wake Up, Rise Up, Live for Peace is, I'm sure you're familiar with the United Nations. 40 years ago, on the 21st of September, they started the International Day of Peace. Well, Wake Up, Rise Up last year did the first virtual concert that went for 26.5 hours all over the world. Acts, music acts with positive messages and people speaking. City officials and other activists, peace activists speaking about peace and world unity. That's what you will hear if you check on starting midnight tonight. But you can check on the thing and check on Wake Up, Rise Up, Live for Peace and find out when the Lehigh Valley stages are on. There's three Lehigh Valley stages, actually. And there's only one in Spain, one in France, one in Italy, one in Ghana, Africa. But there's three in the Lehigh Valley. And I got all those other two involved. There's three in Philadelphia, where it started from. So anyway, last year, we had close to 250 million streamers. That's way more than the Super Bowl had. So Wake Up, Rise Up, if you haven't heard from it yet, about it yet, you will. People are constantly around this area somehow, not to mention any names, except for Arts Quest, which I also gave them some positive plugs in this thing, even though I can't perform comedy, I can't perform music at Arts Quest because I allegedly hit a member who never pressed charges against me. 74 years old, I have a squeaky clean record of never being violent. But yet, I'm barred from Arts Quest. I can't even play a guitar. I have Martin Guitar to check it out. But there's another venue too that I know for a fact, and I'm not going to mention a name because if I do, I'd be ratting on them. They, I know, are dealing in drugs, and the VIP room, they are dealing in prostitution. But I won't mention the name of the place. Now, if there is mob affiliation in Bethlehem, I probably won't be here at the next meeting because of what I said. But I'm not really ratting on somebody. So they shouldn't take it to offense. But I don't believe there's any mob affiliation in Bethlehem. Our city is striving for perfection, as we should be, because we are the city that's named after the city that the most perfect individual ever walked the earth was born. So we should be doing our best that we can, and God will bless us. If not, God brought us into this world and God will take us out before our time. We got to do all that we can. I'm 74 and I'm still functioning well. And if by any chance, if somebody decides to whack me, please give me the courtesy to do it to my face. Because they're 6 inches away from me. I pulled guns and knives off of people and I don't have no bullet wounds or stab wounds. I'm 74 years old. I know how to get a gun or a knife off of somebody. But give me a courtesy. Shoot me in the face. If I offended anybody that's listening that may be related to the mob, which I don't think there are. But anyway, I hope to see you the next time. And check out Wake Up, Rise Up, Live for Peace. And also, we got to do a little bit stronger to try to eliminate the homeless situation, to help these homeless people. I mean, like, there's many golf courses that have a lot of space. I mean, like, really beautiful land for the homeless. But no, we got to help them. And incidentally, I was given the Ambassador for Peace by the United Federal Peace Organization. International thing. Also other different awards I was given. But yet, I cannot perform at Music Fest. But anyway, you all have a blessed day. And keep on rocking. Keep doing what you do. Love you all.
Thank you, Mr. Caratola. That concludes our list of individuals signed up to speak on anything that is not being voted on this evening. I'm going to open it up to the room. I'll start on the left. Is there anyone on the left who hasn't had a chance to speak yet and wants to comment on anything not being voted on this evening? I turn my attention to the center. Is there anyone in the center who wanted to make comment on anything not being voted on? Mr. Antalix?
Stephen and Talix, 77 Ridge. At the August 2nd meeting of council, a council member, while giving their reason for supporting ArtsQuest, added this very revealing comment, introducing with, but more importantly, and now quoting, "I would like to see a city where there is room on our boards and commissions for the most shining and competent professionals to give their opinions. So what I would ask that we stop decimating the professionals who are on the boards. Under Mayor Domchus, Beth Starbuck was not reappointed and she was gem of the city. On HARB, now this is from a council member, on HARB, Marsha Fritz has not been reappointed, and now I'm troubled about what I'm hearing and not hearing about later. I'm hopeful we can have a city where we have the very best our citizens have to offer. I see a pattern emerging, and I find it troubling." End of quote. And I agree with that pattern comment. Let us pursue the Marsha Fritz issue. Ms. Fritz served the community with exemplary dedication to duty and great professional ability, which included formal training in historic preservation. She was rewarded by her peers by appointing her as chairperson of the historic board. Ms. Fritz, along with Ms. Starbuck, is also a gem of the city. Mayor Reynolds, without the courtesy of reason, informed Ms. Fritz that he would not reappoint her to the historic board. The names appearing on council agendas concerning appointments to the Historic Commission are Gary Leder, Laura Bly, and Todd Chambers. Conspicuous by its absence is the name Marsha Fritz. This absence has raised concern of a number of concerned citizens. A citizen has inquired as to why this absence by emailing the mayor via askthemayor@belthampa.gov. A number of times, but no answer was ever received. Might council assist the citizen by publicly asking the mayor the same question? Ms. Fritz, who resides in the Mount Airy district, has expressed publicly that she would accept an offer to serve on the Historic Conservation Commission, an appointment clearly an advantage to the city. Council's responsibility to the citizenry of Bethlehem is to act as a check and balance to the administration. Therefore, if the majority of council agrees with a public comment of one of its own as to why the decimating of professionals from boards and commissions, then council will reject all candidates presented for the HCC until the name Marsha Fritz appears before them. 4. Council must guarantee to the citizens that they are approving the appointment of the most qualified.
Thank you, Mr. Angelic. Is there anyone else in the center who would like to make comment on anything not being voted on this evening? Mr. Shire?
Bill Shire, 1890 Eaton Avenue. First, a remark on the Hill to Hill Bridge. If you go up the ramp to go north and you sit at a red light, when that light turns green, it seems to me that some of those cars have been shot out of a very large crossbow. They accelerate 0 to 60 like you wouldn't believe. It is a somewhat hazardous situation. Second comment, I want to compliment the city on the new garage floor. It's almost an aesthetic appearance. But it reminds me that there is a conflict going on in that garage, a clash, almost a polarization between two signs. One sign says no public access Monday to Friday before 5 p.m. Clear enough. Then a little further, it says, do not park in numbered spaces. Now, I have, on two occasions, at least two occasions, gone through the whole garage looking for unnumbered spaces. There are a very few, over by the east entrance, and they're always occupied by city vehicles. So there you are. You're not supposed to park in a numbered space, but you are allowed access. So I guess the resolution is you're allowed to go in the garage and drive around, but then you have to leave. So I think this is something that could be cleared up. It's been that way for the 19 years I've been coming here. And the third comment is I would just voice the hope that anyone appointed to the HARB or to the HCC has an interest in historic conservation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shire. Is there anyone else in the center who would like to give comment on anything not being voted on this evening? I look to the right. Is there anyone to the right who wanted to give comment on anything not being voted on? Thank you, everyone who spoke. So we're going to move on to our second public comment. Second public comment is for anything that is on the agenda this evening, anything to be voted on. We have two individuals signed up. I'll start with Paul Poiker.
My name is Paul Poiker, 405 Second Avenue, Bethlehem. I'm a historian and archivist of the Moravian Church in America, Northern Province. I have attended several meetings of the international working group that is preparing the UNESCO World Heritage nomination. and I would like to speak regarding the Skyline West project proposed at 143 West Broad Street. I have expressed my concern about this project at various occasions because I fear this project could endanger the application process for Bethlehem's World Heritage nomination. Last week, I attended the HARP meeting where this project was extensively discussed. HARP approved the project based on their current guidelines as given to them by the City of Bethlehem. However, I think in this case, a review according to the guidelines of HARP is not sufficient. The proposed structure is located within the designated buffer zone around the nominated UNESCO World Heritage Site. Any projects within Bethlehem's proposed World Heritage Site and buffer zone should be reviewed according to appropriate standards. The buffer zone, and I'm quoting from the operational guidelines for the implementation of the World Heritage Convention, serves to protect the nominated property. The buffer zone is, quote, an area surrounding the nominated property which has complementary restrictions placed on its use and development in order to give an added layer of protection to the property. And important is the following. This should include the immediate setting of the nominated property, important views, and other areas or attributes that are functionally important as a support to the property and its protection. End of quote. Because of its location, towering over the colonial industrial quarter, the proposed project will forever change the appearance of this historic site. The big question is, will such a project endanger Bethlehem's World Heritage nomination? There is a way to find out. ICOMOS, the International Council on Monuments and Sites associated with UNESCO, recommends to conduct a heritage impact assessment. I know we are not a World Heritage Site yet, but we are very close thanks to the work of Ms. Donches Mowers and Mr. Barnett. As soon as Bethlehem's dossier is completed and submitted, ICOMOS will review the dossier and send reviewers to Bethlehem for an on-site assessment. Will we be able to convince the ICOMOS reviewers that Bethlehem is able to protect a UNESCO World Heritage Site if they see construction of this scale going on inside the buffer zone? I think it is of the highest importance to follow UNESCO recommendations and to perform a heritage impact assessment. I would want to ask City Council tonight to withhold on giving approval to the Skyline West project until a heritage impact assessment has been performed by an independent third party who has performed such assessments in the past. I feel that going against UNESCO guidelines at this stage could put Bethlehem's World Heritage application at risk. Losing World Heritage status is a realistic possibility. Just last year, Liverpool, England, lost its World Heritage because of new development both inside the site and in its buffer zone, which was considered detrimental to the site's authenticity and integrity. In 2009, the city of Dresden, Germany, was removed from the World Heritage List for similar reasons. We cannot risk a similar fate. I hope you will consider passing a resolution to make it mandatory that a heritage impact assessment is to be performed and submitted for any project within the proposed World Heritage Site and its buffer zone before any irreversible actions are taken. Furthermore, I recommend City Council to instruct the City Administration to put all needed procedures and policies in place related to the potential World Heritage status of Bethlehem. I think we're all excited about the possibility of Bethlehem becoming a World Heritage Site together with the three other Moravian communities in Europe. I think our city deserves it, but We have to be very careful at this stage and not do anything that could put our nomination at risk. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Poiker. Our next speaker signed up is Bruce Haynes.
Good evening. I'm Bruce Haynes. I live at 63 West Church Street. I'm also the managing partner for the Historic Hotel Bethel. I'm here to wholeheartedly support the recommendation of Mr. Poiker. I don't think there's anyone in the city of Bethlehem. I've been involved with the World Heritage process and extremely involved in getting funding from Northampton County so that we could market what is there as well as to get the World Heritage site. And I don't think there's any project in Bethlehem, no matter what it is, that is more important than getting the World Heritage site designation. The World Heritage designation is the most significant thing that would happen in terms of for the city of Bethlehem since the founding of Bethlehem in 1741. This is a monumental, Mr. Reynolds, this is a very monumental thing for the city. It puts Bethlehem on the world map. It brings Bethlehem in, not only nationally but internationally, up in the ranks. I have a project at the hotel, an expansion project, and I would not want to be the one to proceed with a project that didn't have an HIA evaluation. I would not want to be the one that would be forever cast as the one that stopped Bethlehem from receiving a World Heritage designation because of my project. I would believe that Mr. Parks and the other would feel the same way. I think the heart was not necessarily aware that the HIA process was an option, and I think that Mr. Poiker brought that to the attention of people, and I think that it only makes sense since that's a recommendation of the agency that ultimately is going to come here to inspect the sites and determine whether or not we qualify for World Heritage. So to have a recommendation, since they're recommending an assessment be done, I think it makes a lot of sense to have this assessment done, postpone the vote tonight on this project, and proceed to find the proper independent organization to conduct an HIA. In fact, I talked to one today from Liverpool, it happens to be. That process is one that I believe, as Mr. Poiker said, should be, it's written into the regulations, if you will, because of the, there's a higher threshold to be a World Heritage Site than what's traditionally in our HARP decisions. And to have the opinion of a recognized expert before we proceed, it makes ultimate sense for this committee, for you who are approving this. I'm not against the project, and I want to be clear on that, and I believe the project has made significant progress from its initial design. However, it's still an extremely massive project, huge scale, and to have an opinion about that only makes common sense. And I think to establish any project in the buffer zone or the zone, including mine at the hotel, should all be required to go through this process. So that's my comments as a follow-up to Paul. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Haynes. That concludes our list of speakers for anything being voted on this evening. I'll go around the room again. This is for comment on anything on tonight's agenda. Is there anyone to the left who wants to speak on anything on the agenda this evening? I'll turn to the center. Is there anyone in the center who wants to comment on anything being voted on? And I will conclude to the right. All right, thank you to everyone who spoke. We'll continue on with our agenda for tonight. Old business? Any old business from members of council? We have none. We'll move on to communications. Communication 6A.
Communication from Darlene Heller, Director of Planning and Zoning, recommending two zoning text amendments. Number one, miscellaneous, and number two, design standards. The Community Development Committee reviewed the proposed zoning amendments at its September 6, 2022 meeting and voted 3-0 to recommend that the amendments be forwarded to the full council and be the subject of a public hearing.
I will accept a motion and a second to schedule a public hearing for November 15, 2022 to consider these amendments.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dr. Van Wert, second by Ms. Ramsey-Smith, I believe. Any discussion on the motion? The clerk will call the roll, please.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leone?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. A public hearing has been scheduled for November 15, 2022. The ordinance will then be placed for first reading on the December 6, 2022 City Council agenda. Communication 6B.
Memorandum from Assistant Solicitor Matthew J. Deschler, recommending Council's review and approval of proposed amendments to the rules and regulations of the Civil Service Board relating to the Police Department. Civil Service Board met on August 16, 2022 and recommended enactment of these amendments.
And Resolution 10D is on tonight's agenda. Communication 6C.
A memorandum with an attached bill from Business Administrator Eric Evans, amending the 2022 general fund budget. This adjustment reflects the insurance proceeds received to cover the cost of replacement of a police vehicle that was damaged in an accident. The addition of the $26,656 would increase the general fund budget to $96,362,798.
And ordinance 9A is on this evening's agenda. Communication 6D.
Memorandum with an attached bill from Business Administrator Eric Evans, amending the 2022 general fund budget. The adjustment reflects the roster duty proceeds received from Arts Quest to cover the cost of police overtime during Music Fest. The addition of the $27,500 would increase the general fund budget to $96,390,298.
And ordinance 9B is also on the agenda. Communication 6E.
Memorandum from Darlene Heller, Director of Planning and Zoning, to which is attached the 2023-2027 capital program. At its September 8, 2022 meeting, the City Planning Commission voted to recommend approval of the capital program.
In a committee, the whole meeting has been scheduled for 6 p.m. on October 4, 2022, here in Town Hall to review the capital improvements program. Communication 6F.
Memorandum with an attached bill from Business Administrator Eric Evans, amending the 2022 general fund budget. The adjustment reflects reimbursement from the Redevelopment Authority to cover the cost of demolition contract for 1218-1220 Center Street. The addition of the $168,000 would increase the general fund budget to $96,558,298.
And ordinance 9C is on the agenda. Communication 6G.
Memorandum from City Solicitor John F. Spurk Jr. with an attached resolution and associated agreement between the City of Bethlehem and the Redevelopment Authority of the City of Bethlehem related to the demolition of 1218-1220 Center Street.
And resolution 10E is on the agenda. Lastly, communication 6H.
Communication with an attached resolution from Mike Laucall, Director of Public Works, recommending approval of a change order to a contract with Construction Master Services, LLC. The change order is necessary to cover the additional cost of regrading of the subsurface due to UGI lowering its gas line to meet the required depth after the regrading of the street. The additional cost would be $11,581.01. bringing the total contract cost to $101,573.28. Term of the contract is 60 days and there are no renewals. City anticipates reimbursement for this change order.
And Resolution 10F is on the agenda tonight. Moving on to reports. Mr. Mayor?
Yes, I first would like to start with, we do have a proclamation here for Fred Bonzel, who is here. And I just wanted to read that. We did not have an opportunity to present this to Mr. Bonzel, so I'd like to just read that now at this moment. Whereas the Historic Architecture Review Board was created in 1961 and was the first historic review board in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and whereas Fred Bonzel was originally appointed to HARB in 1978 and chaired the board for approximately 34 of those years, and whereas he served as both the licensed architect on the board and also as a resident of the historic district, and whereas during Fred's tenure on the board, he participated in the development of two different sets of design guidelines to assist the public. The first was developed in the 1980s, and a complete update of the design guidelines was redesigned and published in 2012. And whereas, as the chair, Fred was able to guide both the applicants and his fellow board members with technical expertise and also reasonable compromise. His input and leadership were consistent throughout his 44 years of service to the HARB board. And whereas today, the Central Bethlehem Historic District is a shining example throughout the Commonwealth and beyond of the effectiveness of historic commissions in preserving and enhancing community neighborhoods and commercial downtowns. Preservation has occurred to such a high degree in the district that some portions of the district have also been recognized as the Historic Moravian Bethlehem National Historic Landmark District. Much of the district's architectural and economic success may not have been possible without the consistent leadership of Fred Bonzel. Now, therefore, I, J. William Reynolds, Mayor of the City of Bethlehem, am pleased to proclaim September 20th, 2022 as Fred Bonzel Day in the City of Bethlehem in honor of his 44 years of service to Bethlehem and the Historical Architecture Review Board. On behalf of the residents of this city, I wish him the best of health and happiness. Thank you. Bonzel, if you wanted to say anything from your seat, a word or two, if not, we can move on, but I wanted to give you...
It's just been a very rewarding project that I wanted to get involved because I lived in the neighborhood, and I moved here in 1973, and I felt that, I'm interested in what happens in my neighborhood, and I just went on from there. I really enjoyed it. It was a little tough getting up on the roof.
Thank you, Mr. Bonzel. I didn't even count how many mayors you had served through, but I think it is a testament to your kindness, your professionalism, and also your inclusiveness. I know when I was talking to Ms. Heller and other staff members, they often spoke glowingly about how welcoming you were to new members and to the opinions, even if they weren't always the same as yours. And just a true testament to that idea of professionalism and inclusion in the City of Bethlehem. So, thank you. It's hard to follow up that report, but I do have a couple. I have one administrative order here. I hereby reappoint Mary Mulder, 133 East Wall Street, Bethlehem, PA, 1818, to the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission, and this appointment is effective through June 2025.
Any discussion on the appointment? We'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Resolution to confirm is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leone. Call the roll. Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leone?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0 for the appointment.
Thank you. Just a couple other updates. One is, I know it was mentioned before, but you know, I know we've thanked him before, but the garage floor project, which I think was a long time coming. If you talk to Mr. Alcohol about it, it was a project that came under budget, but only because of the hard work of him, his department, and throughout City Hall. Moving that many vehicles is not an easy thing to do. And it was a project that was logistically was very challenging. But I do want to thank Mr. Alcohol again for that. Two other things. One is, I know I had seen several of you on Saturday. We had our first Live on the Greenway experience, which was just fantastic. We had hundreds of people show up to be a part of our kind of multiple stage. We had small businesses out there. We had community organizations. We had people from the neighborhood. We had people from throughout the city. Logistically, that took a lot of work as well from the city, from Southside Arts District, from the Chamber of Commerce. We had a vision of being able to put on those different kind of stages, which were successful, but also with the partnerships with Touchstone and others in that area. So that is certainly something that we are going to use as a model for what we want to do in the area in the future and how we theoretically can activate the Greenway. We've invested a lot of time and money being able to set up that situation to make it as easy as possible for the Southside Arts District on things like First Fridays and things like that to be able to. We had a good partnership with Lehigh as well. It was Parents Weekend, so a lot of parents had come down, a lot of students had come down. It was a great day, and I want to thank everyone that had come from council and also all of the members of the city administration that put a lot of work into that. And then finally, I just wanted to point out that I know we had talked, I had mentioned earlier, we do have a date and a time for our Rebuild Bethlehem event that we're going to have, which is going to be on October 26th at 6 p.m. over at the Fowler Center. So I'll say that again, that's going to be October 26th at 6 p.m. at the Fowler Center. We will be sharing a flyer and some sign-up information, which is not mandatory for people, but we're going to start getting that out tomorrow, and we'll make sure that City Council gets emailed a copy of that, but also we're going to be sharing that. We're going to go through a couple things. We're going to talk about, you know, what we've done over the past, I guess now almost 6 months, in gathering that data as far as pandemic priorities, as well as what our kind of vision and plan is about how we're going to invest in those priorities going forward. It's going to kind of we're going to kind of lay the groundwork and have the conversation for, you know, what some of those systemic investments are going to look like going forward. But we're also going to review all of the data that we've gotten both through our Rebuild Bethlehem website and all of the real extensive work that the mayor's office has done with Ms. Collins' department, Community Economic Development, getting out there and getting a lot of paper surveys, which we have done as well over the past 3 months. So we are super excited to go through that process and kind of lay out all of that information. So once again, that'll be on October 26th from 6 to 7:30 at the Fowler Center. We will have food there as well. So we'll be hearing more and talking more about that in the coming days, but we are certainly going to send all that information to City Council as well. And that concludes my report. President Cologne.
Thank you, Mr. Reynolds. We appreciate all the updates, and I'll wait till new business. When I say St. Alive on the Greenway, I know speaking to some of my family who lives right there on the Greenway really enjoyed it, and we had an opportunity to speak about it that night. The Committee of the Whole, the City Council had a Committee of the Whole meeting tonight, also known as Fred Bonzel Day, on Tuesday, September 20th, 2022, at 5:30 p.m. to discuss the conflict of interest ordinance, which was proposed. At that meeting, Council voted to continue this discussion at another Committee of the Whole meeting to be announced at a future date. Moving on to ordinances, there's nothing for final passage this evening. We'll go on to new ordinances, Ordinance 9A.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the 2022 General Fund Budget. Bill 22-2022 is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Any discussion? I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Crampton-Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kliutek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
And Mr. Klum?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Moving on to Ordinance 9B.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the 2022 General Fund Budget. Bill 23-2022 is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Any discussion? I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Crampton-Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kliutek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
And Mr. Klum?
Aye. Passes 7-0. 9C.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the 2022 General Fund Budget. Bill 24-2022 is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion?
In my capacity as liaison to the Redevelopment Authority, I've been in the discussions about this situation with the homes at 1218, 1220 Center Street, and just wanted to say that there's been a lot of discussion about spending a lot of money on two particular properties, and there was a thorough explanation of why these properties had to be demolished, and so I'm comfortable with us making this decision. There's also, I believe, a resolution making it's the city the agent or the RDA the agent of the city. Establishing the relationship between the RDA and the city for how the whole thing happens. So I just wanted to say that, we had some input there and some knowledge of the situation. It's not good, but it's got to be done.
Understood. Thank you, Ms. Kwiatek. Any other comments from members of council? I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Mintworth?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. It passes 7-0. Moving on to resolutions, I'll ask the clerk to read Resolution 10A.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem, the mayor and controller are hereby authorized to execute the grant award documents for funds to be received under the 2022 Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant in the amount of up to $17,894 that will be used by the Bethlehem Police Department to continue improvements in computer hardware and software. The resolution is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? We will call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Mintworth?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Moving on to Resolution 10B.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem, in accordance with the Municipal Records Manual, hereby authorizes the disposal of the Department of Controller's public records as stated in Exhibit A. Resolution sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? We will call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Mintworth?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10C.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem, in accordance with the Municipal Records Manual, hereby authorizes the disposal of the Solicitor's Office public records as stated in Exhibit A. Resolution is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? We will call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Mintworth?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10D.
Be it resolved that at a duly authorized meeting of the Civil Service Board of the City of Bethlehem on August 16, 2022, the Civil Service Board recommended that the City Council adopt the amendments to Appendix B of the Rules and Regulations of the Civil Service Board affecting the Police Department, which are reflected in Exhibit A. And be it resolved that the Council of the City of Bethlehem believes that the amendments to the Rules and Regulations recommended by the Civil Service Board and known as Exhibit A provide for ascertaining and determining, so far as possible, the knowledge, skills, aptitude, mental and physical abilities, experience, education, and character of all applicants for civil service. And therefore, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that said Council hereby approves the amendments to the Rules and Regulations recommended by the Civil Service Board of the City of Bethlehem on August 16, 2022, known as Exhibit A, which shall take immediate effect. Resolution sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? Ms. Leon?
I had had some conversations within the police department, and I was just wondering if the chief could talk a little bit about some of the changes, specifically the ones involving the character vouchers, the criminal investigations, and the reductions in hours from 4,000 to 2,000.
So absolutely. The changes proposed are procedural in nature to help and assist in the hiring process. So similar to other professions, across the country, law enforcement is experiencing a shortage of applicants, and the applicant pool has shrunk down, and police departments as a whole are trying to hire the best possible candidates. So, for example, the very first proposed change on page one under section C, education, would be taking down 4,000 active hours of experience as a police officer to 2,000. That individual would still be required to have Act 120 certification and would still have to go through in-house training. But it would just help with individuals that have recently graduated from an academy, were hired by another police department, and are interested in coming to Bethlehem. The vouchers, there are a number of places on the application where references are required, and the vouchers were just a formality. When the Civil Service Board was asked why the vouchers were necessary, the reply was, well, it's always been that way. So we require three references right off the bat during the background check. There are additional references. So having the vouchers taken off, which are required to be notarized generationally as more applicants that are younger were applying with the police department, many did not know where to go get something notarized. So we were losing candidates because they weren't having those vouchers notarized. The physical fitness examination, again, that's procedural in nature. We're looking, a lot of departments have had success doing the physical fitness examination first and then the written exam. So you're saving money on the written examination. Every booklet that you request to have someone take for the written exam costs an amount of money. So having people go through the physical fitness examination first will help with the hiring process. There's a language change under C, background investigation. Removing criminal investigations division to just simply the Bethlehem Police Department, because we do have very capable and trained officers that can do that background investigation that may be on light duty but may not be assigned to the criminal investigations division at that time. Again, polygraph examination, individuals would still be required to go through the background and the polygraph. It would just take out that verbiage requiring that the polygraph occur after the background investigation. I believe that is the final proposed amendment. Again, it's to aid in the testing and selection process.
Thank you, Chief, for the explanation. Any other questions or comments from members of council? And good luck in all your hiring. Mayor Reynolds, do you have input?
Just wanted to add to that is that, you know, we obviously are not the only city that is going through these type of changes or these type of challenges. So part of that is the civil service rules, but we are also looking at what else we can do from a hiring point of view as far as that process is concerned. To be able to make sure that we get good applicants, that we get diverse applicants, and we keep them in the pipeline as far as getting hired. So that's something that we've had conversations, I've talked to the chief about, talked to Ms. Sahaki about it as well. So that's something else that we're studying as well, is how do we make sure that when people apply, not just through the civil service rules, but even just getting them prepared for the tests that they have to take, how are we able to assist in that process as well? Just want to be clear, we are not the only ones going through this. Just about every single police department in America is going through something similar. Part of it is the economy, part of it is, you know, reasons we've discussed before, but we are we're investigating how we're going to be able to attract quality applicants and keep them in the system and hire them. Thank you
Mayor Reynolds, and again I wish the department all the best in talking to some of my family in law enforcement who are local to this region, echoing the same. And really, we all know it's not unique just to law enforcement. I mean, the labor crisis in certain industries, I work in healthcare, anyone who works in healthcare or retail, or, I mean, no sector has been unaffected by what's going on. and there are certain essential jobs that we all could think of that we need individuals Christmas morning and Sunday at midnight and all times of every day, and it's challenging right now. So I wish the administration all the best, and you know, good luck, Chief, and all your review, and thank you to the Civil Service Board, because that's a group of volunteers that need to go over these things. Any other questions or comments from members of council? I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kubiacek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Blum?
Aye. Passes 7-0. The clerk will read Resolution 10E, please.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the mayor and the controller and or such other city officials deemed appropriate by the solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with the Redevelopment Authority of the City of Bethlehem and such other agreements and documents as are deemed necessary by the controller, by the city solicitor and or related thereto for the purpose of providing emergency relocation assistance and demolition of blighted properties located at 1218, 1220 Center Street, according to the terms and conditions indicated therein and made a part hereof. The resolution is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kubiacek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Blum?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10F.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the mayor and the controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Construction Masters Services, LLC to implement a change order associated with the contract to provide regrading of the subsurface for the Cloverleaf Street Drainage Project. The resolution is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? We will call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kubiacek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Blum?
Aye. It passes 7-0. Moving on to Resolution 10G.
Certificates of appropriateness under the provisions of the Act of Pennsylvania Legislature, Bethlehem resolutions are hereby granted for 143 West Broad Street, to construct a new multifamily residential building with parking deck and amenities. The project previously received approval for demolition of the existing structure at the June 19, 2018 City Council meeting. Sponsor is Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion on the certificate of appropriateness? Ms. Leon?
I don't know if I should make discussion. I would like to postpone it until our next immediate council meeting, which I believe is October 4th.
So there is a motion on the floor to postpone the vote to our next council meeting, the first meeting in October. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. Van Wert. Any discussion on the motion to postpone to our next meeting?
My only concern, I guess, is I'm wondering, is 2 weeks enough time for us to look into any concerns with the COA?
I would share, as I have previously, we can always look at extending further. I'm open to hear feedback from other members of council, but we can always potentially postpone further if that was the will of council. I'm always more comfortable having, for something like this, a set date on the calendar. And rather than look too far down the road, we'd look in the more immediate and then see where we are 2 weeks from now. Any other comments from members of council? Then I'm going to ask the clerk to call the roll on the motion to postpone the vote on the COA until our first meeting in October.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kubiacek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Motion passes 7-0. So that COA has been postponed. Moving on to 10H.
518 Long Street to install wood doors at the existing courtyard entrance for privacy. Sponsors are Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Any discussion on the COA? Seeing none, I will ask the clerk to call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Queeteck?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. And our last agenda item, 10-I.
443 Center Street to paint trim on the home and install Victorian gas lamps and posts on both sides of the front sidewalk on the interior side of the existing gate. Sponsors are Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Any discussion on this certificate of appropriateness? Seeing none, I will ask the clerk to call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Queeteck?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. New business, just want to announce we have another committee of the whole meeting coming up. That is going to be on Tuesday, October 4, 2022, prior to our next council meeting. That will be at 6 p.m. here in Town Hall. And that one is to review the administration's five-year capital plan, as was alluded to earlier in the meeting. Any other new business from members of council? Ms. Leon?
We're going to be having a joint public safety and community development committee meeting Tuesday, October 18th at 5 p.m. in Town Hall. We're going to be discussing the chicken ordinance. I also wanted to just send out my box to everybody in our community who's affected by the tragedies that are happening in Puerto Rico right now.
Thank you, Ms. Leon. Any other new business from members of council? Start with Ms. Queeteck.
Just a couple of things. First of all, there was a great turnout of cyclists and people concerned about pedestrian cycling accessibility in the city at an event called Bike City, I believe it was called. It was co-sponsored, co-presented by the Bethlehem Environmental Advisory Committee, the Coalition for Appropriate Transportation, and the Sierra Club. There were robust discussions of ways that we can increase the number of cyclists, we can make cycling safer and then vastly increase the number of cyclists and reduce car trips on our city streets, which is good for the environment, good for the bottom line of our public works department, and good for our neighborhood businesses. And the group stated that they intend to create a report of recommendations to present to city council. So we'll be getting their responses. And I want to say it was nice to see Councilwoman Leon there as well, and Councilwoman Wilhelm. And then secondly, in my capacity as liaison to the Bethlehem Housing Authority, I attended the most recent meeting of the BHA board, and at that meeting, Bethlehem Housing Authority Director Jay Schuster announced that he would be retiring in early December of this year. I'd like to thank Jay for his years of service to Bethlehem, especially in his role of managing the authority through the difficult period of the pandemic. I wish him good health and fulfillment in the next chapter of his life. So as the BHA board takes up the task of selecting the next director, I want to encourage them to work with the city and to cast a wide net and conduct a national search. We are at a very important moment in the city regarding housing, and the Bethlehem Housing Authority will be a key part of any work we do to increase and improve access to affordable housing for our residents. I think it's extremely important that the next director of BHA have the experience, skills, creativity, and collaborative instincts to capitalize on the opportunities that are available to our municipality and our region. So again, thank you to Jay Schuster for his service, and I wish him well.
Thank you, Ms. Queeteck. Ms. Ramsey-Smith.
Thank you. I guess I just have a procedural, maybe housekeeping kind of issue. Just for my own knowledge, we often have citizens come and speak in public comment about concerns and issues, and I guess I'm wondering, what is this procedure to make sure that those concerns are followed up on by administration? Because some of the residents leave before the meeting's over, and I'm just wondering, like, is there something we should be doing to make sure that things are followed up on our end?
I would just follow what Mr. Colon said before. Sometimes when people come, obviously, as you can probably tell, it's part of an active situation. So oftentimes people that come, it is something we have been working on for a long period of time. Obviously, it's not something where I understand every single citizen request. So when people are here, if it's not something that we're aware of, we certainly try to get that information for the first time and follow up. If it is an active situation that's going on, if the person does stick around, we will absolutely have the conversation with them as well. I think that you know, it is a situation where obviously we are here. That's why the department heads show up, so they have an opportunity to take that information down. When people leave their contact information or we try to catch them, sometimes if it looks like people are leaving before the meeting is over, you know, I will make sure or I'll try to make sure that we catch the person, or I'll say to them, make sure you talk to this person, and so on and so on and so forth. So I think, as President Colon said, people obviously can stick around to the end of the meeting, but also we try to, you know, interact with those people as they, as those issues come up. But I will tell you that oftentimes when information is shared, and nothing that is tonight, it is, and it's hard to explain some of these situations in 5 minutes. And oftentimes they've been going on for a long period of time or whatever it might be. So this is kind of a snapshot of what that where that information is. But we obviously pride ourselves in trying to follow up, and anybody that's still here that wanted to have a conversation with an administration member, they're more than willing to.
Okay, thank you. And I know for the people that remain, it's not an issue at all, but oftentimes the meetings go very long and people leave, and I'm just wondering, like, is someone looking at the agenda notes and making sure that we're following up? I just want to make sure that we're following up and if there's anything that we could do on our end or me specifically.
And I think as I know many of you do, when issues do come up, that oftentimes, whether or not it's it is an email or something, forwarding them to us, that we absolutely follow up on them and look after that as well.
Okay, thank you. Finally, my only thing, other thing is, I'm thrilled that we finally get to celebrate my heritage this weekend with the Celtic Fest. So I hope all, I'll see a lot of people out there celebrating all the different Celtic nations this weekend, and hopefully the weather's fine. Thank you.
And I'll just follow up briefly on what Ms. Cramsey Smith had said. Related to public comment, and to those who are not usually here, don't come out often, it is the time for council to hear your comments, and I understand it could potentially be sort of not what you expect as we engage in a back and forth, because sometimes there's information we just don't have. I don't like to speak on things I'm not confident about. We are not here every day, like members of City Hall, from department heads down to everyone else who works here may have more information, but I always encourage, and I thank you to those who have. You could always come to a meeting, talk to us before the meeting, after the meeting, email us, email our clerk's office, and then we try to collaborate with the administration, because at the end of the day, like we said, there's a lot of times information there that's already maybe potentially in the works that we're not aware of. So I just want to acknowledge that, and thank you, Ms. Cramsey Smith, for bringing that up, and Mayor Reynolds for touching on that. Is there any other input from members of council? Mr. Mayor, anything else to add this evening?
I would just add that I meant to say before that we did send out those recycling bids. I know we had brought that up before, so those bids are now out, I believe, Mr. Evans, that's correct. They are out, so I know we had said we wanted to make sure we kept City Council in the loop on that. So those bids are out, multiple bids are out as far as what recycling could look like next year in the city of Bethlehem. So I just wanted to follow up on that process, but those bids are active. Thank you. President Colon.
It'll be interesting to see what those bids look like once they come in. So we will wait and see who responds. If there's nothing else this evening, get home safe, everyone. Thank you, and this meeting is adjourned.